Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, singer-songwriter CMAT has posted a very honest, interview piece, whatever you want to describe it, online, talking about her deep sadness over being body-shamed after a BBC One, Radio One big weekend performance. Melanie Finn, who's the entertainment correspondent with the Irish Independent, is with me here online today. Melanie, just explain what happened.
So she performed at this festival, the BBC Big Weekend Festival in Sunderland last week. And unbeknownst to her, she's not on any social media. When photographs of her appearance went online, there was this massive pile-on with people commenting on her weight, critiquing her appearance. It eventually got back to her. And clearly it's affecting her because she chose to put this really lengthy, honest post on Instagram last night. And I found it really sad to read, Andrea. You know, and she said, "It is literally so boring for me, a gorgeous genius, to keep having to yap on about how horribly I'm treated because of my body. I'd love to stop, but I can't because it keeps happening at an accelerating and worsening pace as I become more famous." And then she shared screen grabs of the Substack essay by a music fan who was supporting exactly what she said. I think it was Front Row Feels. And she said this essay summed up a lot of what was causing her deep sadness. And the essay compared the treatment of her with fellow big weekend acts, including Zara Larsson and Olivia Dean, who didn't get anything near the level of abuse. In fact, they were granted a level of grace and basic humanity that was completely denied to CMAT. So she said something, and I found it really sad. She said, "Of course, you know, I would like to change how I look, but it's not an option. You know, I'd like to change it to stop the abuse." And she finished the post by saying how it's tarnishing her level of enjoyment when it comes to her fame and her success. And personally, I just feel it's so sad and infuriating that we're still having these conversations about women's bodies. And it's known, like, there's studies there that women in the public eye, particularly in the entertainment industry, they are vilified and subjected to much higher beauty standards than their male counterparts. They have gendered abuse, gendered comments, they're objectified, they're sexualized. And a fella can look like the back of a bus, you know, and he's celebrated for being some tortured genius. Not that she does. CMAT's a stunning woman.
Yeah.
And that's part of her brand. You know, she owns it. She's very authentic. She is someone who is celebrated for being a breath of fresh air in a very inauthentic music industry where everything is manufactured. Everyone has to look like a generic type. And the fact that she inhabits a bigger body seems to be something that people are piling on. But you have to remember, I mean, this is a woman who is stunningly talented. At the height of her career, she just won an Ivor Novello Award. Now, they don't give those out to any Tom, Dick or Harry. Like, you're talking about Hozier, you're talking about U2. There's very few Irish artists who have won them. And I just found the whole thing really depressing. Like, my heart sank when I read her post last night.
I'm the exact same, Melanie. And I think the bit was, you know, when she talked about, you know, with her increasing success that she's experienced here at home and abroad as well, that all of that has been tarnished, you know, by the fact that she's having to endure this kind of verbal and online abuse as she describes it, at an accelerating and worsening pace because she's become more famous.
Yeah, so it seems like the bigger the profile, the bigger the abuse. And she said she came off social media for that exact reason, to protect her mental health. And obviously someone kind of told her about these comments that went online. And the BBC took the unusual step of actually turning off the comments because it got so bad. And it's easy, I think, Andrea, to say, "Oh, but that's what they sign up for when they get into the public eye. Like, what do they expect?" I think she's human. She's 30 years old at the end of the day. And the same kind of vulnerability and creativity and intelligence that leads her to make these brilliant songs, because it also means she's quite a sensitive soul. And I'm not saying that in any way like negative of her, but she's a person at the end of the day. If you're being repeatedly critiqued, not for your performance or the energy you give or the love you give to your fans, but the base level of what you look like as a woman, that's depressing to anyone.
She signed up to be critiqued on the basis of her performance, her skill, her success as an artist, as a performer, not to be critiqued because of what she's wearing, the way she wears her hair, the style of her clothes, her body, her appearance. Like, whether you have a public profile or not, that should never form part of it.
It should never be. It's so reductive to just look at a woman in this day and age, 2026, you know, women can be presidents, they can do whatever they want, but heaven forbid, you know, you're not a size 8 and you're performing on stage in skimpy outfits. I found the whole thing depressing. And I think she was right to take a stand against this. And obviously it reached a level in her own head where she was like, do you know what, I'm calling this out. Because she said herself, it's with deep sadness. And I'm glad to say she's performing locally tomorrow night in St. Anne's Park.
Yes, and in Dublin,
She is going to get, it was one of the quickest gigs to sell out in that particular venue. And she's got nothing but love and support online from her fans. And you have to bear in mind as well, a lot of these trolls who watch the festivals, etc., like, they're not there just for her. You know, they could be there for any number of acts, especially in the UK. So that's where the online abuse tends to creep in a lot more. But I mean, I don't see Teddy Swims getting any abuse or anyone else. And also on the flip side, look at Adele. Like, she got trolled for being inhabiting a larger body, right? She loses weight. She gets trolled for losing weight and being a sellout. And then we're also in the era of, you know, GLP-1s, where people have no excuse, you know, to not be a size 8. It's just depressing, the whole thing. I love her. Everyone loves her, and I'm glad she called it out.
So am I. I was, when I saw the post online last night, it made me think, you know, probably more people should do the same and should call out and name and shame those that are behind these kind of remarks. And I'm sure maybe, Melanie, I don't want to put words in your own mouth, but over the years, you've probably interviewed and talked to other people here in Ireland as well that have been subjected to something similar. I know on my own experience, you're often somewhat reluctant, you know, to maybe screenshot or post the names of the people who say these kind of things, or the people who actually will say it to your face. You know, you find yourself nearly half protecting them sometimes, that you don't want to say who they are or which maybe celebrity or whoever it is actually made comments to you. But there is a kind of a weird protection that we have even of those that make these sort of remarks. So that's why I was sort of delighted to see that CMAT actually called them out for this kind of level of BS last night.
Yeah, I mean, there's two schools of thought. You know, number one in the media industry is don't feed the trolls. It's probably just sad, you know, sad people sitting at their own in their single bedrooms, you know, just trolling someone who is clearly having a moment and doing brilliantly in their career, etc. But then again, why should she have to put up with that level of abuse also? She has a huge platform, the same way she has to share her music. And why not? Why not call it out and be like, do you know what? This is actually causing me huge sadness. It's not fair. And it's inhibiting me enjoying the huge level of success that I have worked so hard for so long. And I think fair play to her, because even if it makes one person just pause and think, you know, maybe that's not a kind thing to say. What am I hoping to achieve by writing that about someone in the public eye? I think it's worth it. I just I like, online abuse of any kind, I think, is really intolerable. And it's obviously becoming worse with the proliferation of the social media age. But I don't think anyone, regardless of whether they're famous or not, should have to put up with it.
Absolutely. No question. We need to be doing more about this. And I don't think there's anyone that will probably object to that. What's the reaction been to CMAT's post in the past 24 hours?
So much love, so many retweets, so much support, like nothing but gorgeous comments. And that was really heartening to see that people have backed her. Like, not one person said, hey, you know, just get over it or ignore the trolls. Like, why should she have to? And I'm glad the BBC, and I'd like to see this more, took the responsible move of turning off the comments. And I think that's something that the social media giants really need to think about as well. If it's obvious someone's getting brutally trolled, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Melanie Finn, entertainment correspondent with the Irish Independent. Melanie, thanks so much for your time here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.